At FM 93.5 The Berg, WMBG Radio, we take serving our community seriously, and we want to recognize the organizations who are serving our community. Making a Difference Monday features a different nonprofit or service organization in the area that is making a difference in the lives of people in our community. If your business would like to help by sponsoring Making a Difference Monday, contact the station today at 229-7400 or email info@wmbgradio.com. And now here's this week's guest who's making a difference. Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Making a Difference Monday. Today we are very privileged to have with us Caitlin Butcher, and she is with Williamsburg Faith in Action. Thanks so much for joining us today, Caitlin.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Well, I am excited to have you here to tell us about Faith in Action. And let's start out with just giving us a brief history of how you guys got started and what are some of the things that you guys do.
Well, Faith in Action has been around since 2002. We're a local organization here in Williamsburg, James City County, and we provide services to seniors age 60 and up living in their homes. This includes things like transportation. Maybe they need to go to a medical appointment or the grocery store. This includes companionship in their home, like a friendly visitor, help with chores around the house, like getting mail or things of that nature.
Yeah.
And food pantry deliveries, grocery deliveries, some of those services too. That's really our mission. We just updated our tagline. Our board voted, volunteers serve, seniors thrive.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a nice tagline. I like that.
Yes, we do too.
Yeah. And you do. You provide a wonderful service that really allows them to stay in their home longer because they may just need a little bit of extra help and they can still stay there. Now, I know COVID was a huge, huge hit to you guys because it was very difficult to get into the homes and be around people. And so you guys are kind of getting back to some of those programs after that. So tell us how, hopefully COVID is more in the back, in the rearview mirror and behind us.
Yes.
It'll still be kind of sort of around. But yeah, tell us about some of the new things that you guys are being able to do now that things are opening up more.
Yes. It's very exciting to have the restrictions loosened up for safety. We're getting back into more and more fun appointments. Of course, people always need medical appointments and people always need groceries and food. But now we're really able to get back into things like a trip to the beauty salon or the barber shop or trips to the bank, trips to the DMV, kind of those everyday little bits and pieces that, like you said, help people maintain their independence and maintain their social wellness.
Yes.
Seniors are disproportionately affected by loneliness even before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And so sometimes a volunteer gets back from a medical appointment and the senior just wants to sit and talk for 10, 15 minutes. And we understand that. So we really want to encourage people to volunteer if they're interested in kind of the nuts and bolts and also if they're interested in those extra social services too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned that the loneliness is very important. That social connection is every bit as important to your physical health as well as your mental health. And it makes such a big difference amongst all of us, seniors and regular people.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned beforehand that you guys have a fundraiser coming up. So let us know about the fundraiser that's coming up.
Yes, we are going to Frothy Moon on June 25th from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. It's a brewery off Jamestown Road. They do coffee and beer, and we're going to have live music. Scott Varney and London are going to play.
Okay.
And we're going to raise awareness of Faith in Action, what we do, and maybe recruit some volunteers. But we want people just to come and have a good time. If they feel inspired, maybe they can give to the cause. We've got some sponsors there from the community. They're going to be sharing about their organizations and what they do, the services they offer. So it's going to be a great opportunity, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. We'd love to have as many people come as we can fit.
Yes. Well, it does sound like a good time. So hopefully a lot of people will come out and enjoy and learn about the organization and also volunteer and help out everybody else in the community. Sounds like a good time.
It's very Williamsburg. People are coming together. Even the food truck, you know, very kindly offered to donate a proceed of their sales from the day.
Wow, and, wonderful.
You know, Frothy Moon has just opened up their beautiful outdoor space. We can showcase what we do and what other groups do. And
yeah.
This community loves to come together for a good cause.
Yes, they are. They're very good about that. So if somebody maybe is in need of some of your services or wants to volunteer or donate, or what is the best way for them to find out more information and connect with you?
Yes, well, our website just got a fresh coat of paint.
Okay.
It's www.wfia.org, Williamsburg Faith in Action.
Okay.
There's an application to volunteer on the website, and there's more information about our services, and our eligibility criteria is pretty broad, but there's information about that on our website. Of course, no senior ever pays for our services, so we serve freely.
Yes.
And we also have a Facebook page on social media. Feel free to follow that. Or if you really have questions about something specific, you can always call our office. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Very good. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. And thank you so much for what you do for our community.
The volunteers are the real stars of the show. We're very privileged to have a group of people behind us who really are dedicated to the seniors.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, and thank you so much for coming in and sharing today.
It's been my pleasure.
You're welcome. And we want to encourage everyone else to go out and make a difference themselves.